Good morning. This is Cheryl Irwin. One of my positive discipline colleagues recently attended a talk by Dr. Wendy Mogul, author of Blessing of the Skin Knee, and emailed me to share some of the nuggets of wisdom she'd gleaned. My favorite was this. Parents want children to be good problem solvers, but they don't want them to have any problems. Bingo, I thought when I read this. And what's more, if a problem dares to appear on their child's horizon, most of the parents I know rush to intercept said problem and hopefully solve it themselves before it gets anywhere near their child. Well, wait a minute, you may be thinking. Isn't that a parent's job? Aren't parents supposed to protect their kids and make life easier for them? Well, yes and no. It's difficult to learn a skill if no one lets you practice. Think about the last time you tried to learn a new sport, lose a few pounds, or get in shape. You head out for a run or a bike ride, or you trudge into the gym and off you go, filled with energy and good intentions. Unfortunately, your muscles aren't in shape, and after about 15 minutes or so, they're screaming at you to stop immediately. Really getting fit, or becoming good at anything new, requires effort, teaching, and lots of plain old practice. It's no different for children. Becoming competent, capable, and resourceful requires learning skills and having many opportunities to practice them. But here's the difficulty. Learning to manage difficult emotions, for example, means experiencing them, something no parent enjoys watching. I still remember the year in Little League when my son's coaches assured him he'd make All-Stars for sure. Yet when the names were announced, my son was not included. He turned and walked alone out into the dark of center field to wrestle with his emotions, and my heart ached for the disappointment he was feeling. He didn't want to talk about it, and I couldn't find any magic words to make the hurt go away. Yet I know this experience and others like it helped prepare him to cope with the challenges he will face as an adult. In the same way, solving a problem requires the ability to analyze that problem, to come up with potential strategies, to try strategies that seem effective, and to learn from the results, both positive and negative. Legend tells us that Thomas Edison tried more than 100 times to invent a working light bulb before he succeeded. And I'm guessing that was a rather frustrating experience. Can you imagine where we'd all be today if his mom had rushed in and said, "Oh, honey, don't worry about that. It's too hard for you. Let me take care of it." Researchers tell us that children are not learning the art of critical thinking as they once did. And I suspect it's because they just don't get the opportunity to practice. No parent wants their child to have problems, but problems are an inevitable part of life. And if you think about it, problems can be amazing opportunities for your child to learn and to gain confidence, courage, and skill. The next time your child tells you about a problem she's facing, take a deep breath and don't rush in to fix it for her. Instead, invite her to tell you what she thinks the problem is, how she feels about it, and what she'd like to have happen next. Practice asking questions instead of giving advice or telling her what to do. For example, you can say things like, "What ideas do you have for solving this problem?" or "What do you think will happen if you do that?" You can become her coach and encourager rather than her rescuer, and the results may surprise both of you. Children whose parents demonstrate faith in them and who can offer suggestions without taking over often learn to believe in themselves, to think creatively, and to face challenges with resilience instead of fear. There's an old story about two children who found cocoons on the ground. One child watched the butterfly trying to emerge and decided to help. He pried open the cocoon, lifted out the butterfly, and gently spread its wings. The other child set the cocoon in a safe and sunny place, then settled in to watch. That butterfly struggled, but eventually broke free on its own and flew away. The butterfly who'd been helped never flew at all. It turns out that the struggle to emerge from the cocoon is what gives a butterfly's wings the strength to fly. Like butterflies, our kids need warmth and safety, and opportunities to flex their muscles and struggle a bit in order to fly. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.